Welcome to Everyday Endeavors, a Christian podcast where we talk about becoming more like Christ in our everyday lives. Regardless of ethnicity, age, or sex, this podcast walks through the various aspects of life, whereby we try to mature like Christ daily. I am your host, Osasere Mafidon, and welcome to Season 3. Hello, everybody. Hi, everyone. Hi. Welcome back to Everyday Endeavors. So it's the month of May, and I really wanted to provide something for you guys. You know, it was pressing on my heart. I gotta do something for the... I don't have a name for you guys yet. If you have like a name that I can call you guys, like, I don't know, something nice, something aesthetic, something sweet to listen to on here. I can't think of anything. Everyday Endeavors. Endeavies? No. We're not going with that one. But if you have any ideas, please DM me at my Instagram, o.imafidon_. But today, I just wanted to give you guys something that you could hold on to in the next couple of months, something that you could hold on to during this month if it's been a difficult month for you. I will be honest and transparent. The month of May, it was more than I expected emotionally, physically, and spiritually. And I felt like God kind of propelled me a little bit. Can you propel a little bit? I don't think so. But it felt like God showed me, gave me a glimpse of adulthood. And wow, for those that have been in this adulthood for a long time, you are doing great because it's not easy. He's not for the weak. Wow. But yeah, I've got a glimpse a little bit of what it's going to be like. And it was just showing me the significance of needing to pray, needing to stay in my word, and needing to be rooted in God. So I just wanted to provide you guys with something. And I was trying to wrap my head around what to do. And there's nothing more than I can give you guys than the word of God. There is no better words that I can concoct myself that could surpass or be better than the words that God has put in his Bible. So if you have been going through a rough season, if in the spiritual realm, God is saying, like, get deeper into me, because times are going to get tough, essentially. Or just in everyday life, you know, some days are just difficult. I want to provide scripture for you. I want to provide scripture for both of us that we might hold on to God's truths during times of difficulty. I have a few, and I pray that they edify you in ways unimaginable. So here we go. Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your paths straight. Jeremiah 17:7-8. But blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. They will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green, and it has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit. James 1:6. But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. Psalm 28:7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and he helps me. My heart leaps for joy, and with my song I praise him. Psalm 16:1. Keep me safe, my God, for in you I take refuge.
Proverbs 29:25. Fear of man will prove to be a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord is kept safe. Hebrews 13:5. Don't love money. Be satisfied with what you have. For God has said, I will never fail you. I will never abandon you. 1 John 4:1. Dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. Psalm 27:14. Wait patiently for the Lord. Be brave and courageous. Yes, wait patiently for the Lord. Psalm 56:3. When I am afraid, I put my trust in you. 1 John 5:14. And we are confident that he hears us whenever we ask for anything that pleases him. Matthew 6:26. Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? John 14:1. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. Romans 8:25. But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. Proverbs 28:26. Whoever trusts in his own mind is a fool, but he who walks in wisdom will be delivered. Numbers 23:19. God is not a man that he should lie, or a son of man that he should change his mind. Has he said, and will he not do it? Or has he spoken, and will he not fulfill it? Isaiah 43:2. When you go through deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burnt up. The flames will not consume you. So those were just a few scriptures that I think garner and can translate into different areas of trusting God. That in the season that you may be going through, or in the season to come, or whenever you go through it, that you can be reminded of these scriptures. And that they can be life and truth unto you in that season. I pray that this edified you, and I pray that it helped you. That you can even look at each scripture, the scriptures that were highlighted to you through the Spirit, do a deeper dive into them and see what God is saying about this season to you. It is well with you. It is well with you. It is well with you. I hope this episode was edifying to you and that you left encouraged. Thank you for your time. Don't forget to follow this podcast and share this episode. Thank you so much for listening. I pray that you learn something new about God and are able to apply it into your everyday lives. Now go, live out your life as a creation of God in your everyday endeavors. I'll see you very, very soon. Bye.